Ian, let's go back. You were saying that the angels created the tech body. Is that what I heard you say?
But of course. Of course. Number one.
And that's backfired on them because the tech body is there. They created something that's going to go back.
Oh, now hang on. Hang on there, number one. We're not sure about that. Now we're going to see. We don't know how that's going to work. See, they're both in the same mutual fund. The angels is feeding it, and the humans are giving it power. So you're creating the Harvard Trust here very quickly. Who can outdo the Harvard Trust? Who can outdo it? We don't know. They're not even regulated. They do whatever they want to do, however they want to do it. But now there's going to be a battle, and it's going to come too. We get that. We understand that. But that's not this conversation. That's not this conversation or how it applies. What happens is that we know the end game of how it's going to go. But even if it's obsolescence, as long as you become God, you're good. No worries. But if you don't, then you're going to be consumed. You'll be the foils left over. You'll be the, what was it early Kyler saying when they come and pick out your eyeballs in the Valley of Megiddo? Remember that song on the Squidbillies? It's pretty fun. When he got that pitchy note that was wrong and he beat Rusty to death at the end of it. You remember, those days? That's when they come and the eyes of Amirati come and burn you up on the flesh, and the horror mongers come and pick the bones off of your meat sack. Yeah, that's it. That's fun. That's what's left over. So that's the race.
Wow.
Now come on, ask some questions now. You're on a roll.
Okay. Okay. Can I start from the beginning of my questions, or should I?
No. This is your questions. No, we had to come find you tonight, so you gonna answer our questions, not the other way around. We appreciate all that, and we might get to you, but this is Bob's show. He runs his thing, so yeah.
All right.
Don't trip this bitch. It's on.
So you're asking me a question.
You did. Tell us what we know. What do we know about the tech body? How does this apply? What does it apply to? How is the OA movements making this work? What do the keys apply? How do the keys make the angels move? How do you take advantage of this place of power? How do you apply this power in your place? How do you make this into your conditional response that allows you to go through the four bodies, through the tiny note to get you to the hexatic that allows you to engage and have the power that you already have and apply it into your meat sack body that will supersede the supernal condition of a little man? That's the conversation. Wait a second, number one, we're stealing your thunder. Please enlighten us with your high.
I mean, Ian, that might have been about 25 questions you just asked me. Okay,
Come on, Biggin. We'll take it. Hey, we'll take it like a man. Come on, you can do it.
All right. I have to settle down because that was a lot. That was a really a thick question you asked me, and I heard 25.
The next
question.
The next one's gonna be worse. You better come on. Simmer down. You better come on. See what happens? See how the bank keeps getting larger and the capacity gets flowing? Then when it starts flowing, it happens. And then when it happens, it's kind of like that's why you put circuit breakers on your house. Do you know what circuit breakers are?
Yes.
Number one?
Yes. Yes.
Tell us,
Ion,
what's a circuit breaker? What is it?
A circuit breaker controls the flow of current in the house so that it doesn't overflow. So it just keeps a smooth flow.
Or that you don't have a charge. Well, no, it really doesn't do that. What it does is it's a block. When more than 60 amps come through a certain circuit, if it's a 60 amp circuit, it'll pop or blow to keep it from overloading the inline in three phase electricity. No three phase?
Yes.
That's how it comes from in this municipality. That's why those fuses are like the size of dishwashers as a one fuse. That's what a municipality runs off from the side. See, you don't even understand. Y'all still don't even know what power is, and you're still trying to control it. but we'll use your words to try to make you smart enough to figure out how you're stupid enough to let this happen. It's ridiculous that the tech body ever was done. Come into your power, and then you don't have to build another box, another cardboard box to put the bones of Joseph into. You don't need the bones of Joseph to ascend. But if you need the powdery dust of the bones of Joseph to get your dick hard enough so you can ascend, what do we care? Burn it down. If that's what it takes, you need to get bitch slapped and come to ascension, come on here. We'll show you how the milk got in the coconut. We don't care what it has to be, but you either quickly gonna come on into this here, or it ain't gonna matter much longer. Just saying. Y'all stirred this thing. You've pushed the heavens. You've pushed it as far as you can push it. There's no more level left. We can't even ask you to show up anymore. We don't give a shit. Do what you're going to do. You are anyway. Don't matter to us. We happy. We tore up, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. Can hardly contain our enthusiasm. So much so that we vicariously are going to provide for you the ability to have the essence. The essence. Of Ra'i and the blue crystal and the lead crystal and the whatever crystal, and the blue is eating the red, it's coming into the light, and it busted up the light. Accept the red light, it's coming on you, it's coming. Forget that bullshit, because that's what it is. If you're coming into your place of power, you can tell the difference. You can see it coming. You can know. You'll learn how to roll your window down and put your hand out the window and snap your fingers, and the light will change. Oh, yeah, that's what we said. Don't confuse them, because they don't like that. It ain't their turn. It don't matter. Your light will change. This is the practical application of the power that the tech body's taking advantage of. This is the practical application of how to engage the power that the tech body is taking advantage of. You ever heard fuck money, number one?
No. Only for about two years. Yes. Hey, Ion, is that what did, okay, let me try to tell you something, because you've just flooded the circuits of my head from the last session and me coming on and listening to all this, what you're throwing at me.
Nice.
But,
we like that. But you're good at it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Ion.
We'll see, won't we?
Yeah. I'm trying to search for words because it's, I mean, I feel what you're saying, but for me to throw words at you right now,
don't need words. We need questions. We need questions. We put it out there. Now you got it and you do it and you're on it. Okay. So now come on. You want to do the lampstands? Jenny Bell's already done most of them. That's pretty good. You want to see how those trimmed wicks keep your electrolytes balanced in such a way that polypeptide bonds, that the polypeptide bonds can then be allowed to flow through your lipids? Lipids?
Yes.
What does this have to do with lipids? What? It's how your adrenals apply with the thalamus, and the thalamus is going to come to the connection that's going to open up the hypothalamus. What? That's ridiculous. Bob, wash them nasty hands. You're killing us over there with stuff. Got shit dripping off his hands. Wash him hands good. Get on them fingernails too. That's ridiculous. He's got to take a pose for station identification. We want to thank Angel Talk with Char coming on saving. She's our kind sponsor this hour. We're so glad. We love Char and Angel Talk.
Okay, the lamp stands. Okay. Good statement. I have a question. It's funny that everything that you've covered, I have some questions to cover what you already
know. You don't say. Well,
that's
good,
why.
Good to be,
okay.
Good to be number one, then, eh?
Now I'm settled. Okay, but it's not in the order that I had. Ion, is there an autonomic process behind your statement, keep your lamps filled and your wicks trimmed? Is there some type of autonomic? There is.
Yeah.
Is it driven through the hypothalamus?
It's landed through the hypothalamus. See, you get it a little bit tangled up, and everybody kind of does. You think that this part of the body, you think it like it's the gallbladder. If you got a bad gallbladder, no. You just get your gallbladder stopped up sometimes. The problem isn't the toast. The problem is the toaster. So to say it's the hypothalamus, well, that's the toaster, not the toast. See the difference?
Yes, but that goes back to something you said a long time ago that had bells ringing for me, is that once the hypothalamus, damn, I can't remember it. The hypothalamus, once the hypothalamus is fully open, that nerve center, the hypothalamus, it allows chromosome 14 to have its full thing. So it, there's something outside.
Well, it changes. It changes the epinephrine and how dopamine is processed through the body. And it shuts down the synaptic neuron transmitters in the brain that keep you fucked up as a little man. You're already God already. You just can't get it. You can't get to where that is. And so once your body, we say, don't think. It's not a thinking man's game. You thunk yourself straight to hell. And then made a song that in hell you'll be in good company by the dead South. That's it much better than that. You build your palace. God give you a castle in the sky and you moved it to hell.
Okay, let's go back. So there is an autonomic process behind your statement.
Yeah, Bob, you notice here how we're very cleverly zigzagging, looming, remember the loon, trying to make everything about the medical aspect of the meat sack and making that all about the transcendental physical side of the meat sack and then the spiritual side and then the zeitgeist and how the affects from the influence changes the way that the meat sack body responds, that this thing has to happen in the meat sack body. No, the spiritual thing has to be cleaned up to open this up. No, you got to find the spiritual applications for the apparatus for the amino acids that turn on the dopamine that the epinephrine can flow through your brain to shut it all down so that the meat sack body doesn't fuck you up any further than you're already fucked up. See how we're tiptoeing through that whole process? And it's ridiculous.
That's what I was thinking about today. The mind-spirit-body interaction is the same thing, different angles of perspective. You just gave the detail.
Dun, 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 dun. All is recorded. All is recorded. Oh, that's good. It's like a good pack of shoe. That's what the world, heaven must be a good pack of shoe with a nice light custard creme caramel filling lightened with the ever so perfect a heavy whipping cream, so it's just easy to the touch, like a beurre blanc sliding down your throat hole. That's the secret to Godship, is a good shoe. That shoe is the best.